This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Both sides in the debate over President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh are holding their ground after a report on an FBI investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct. AP's Warren Levinson has details.
Republican leaders looking at the new FBI report see vindication for Judge Kavanaugh, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The fact is that these allegations have not been corroborated.
Democrats see an unfinished probe. Dianne Feinstein is the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee.
It looks to be a product of an incomplete investigation that was limited, perhaps by the White House.
McConnell accused Democrats of using partisan histrionics to smear the nominee, who was the subject of a letter signed by more than 1,000 law professors urging that he be rejected. McConnell plans to push ahead to a full floor vote, probably Saturday. I'm Warren Levinson.
Republicans are so confident of Kavanaugh's confirmation that one senator, Montana's Steve Daines, said he would not even be in Washington for Saturday's expected vote because he's taking part in his daughter's wedding. The U.S. Justice Department announced on Thursday it has charged 7 Russian intelligence officers with hacking the computer networks of international anti-doping agencies, as well as organizations investigating Russia's use of chemical agents. Assistant Attorney General John Demers said the Russians belong to the GRU, Russia's military intelligence agency.
Nations like Russia and others that engage in malicious and norm-shattering cyber and influence activities should understand the continuing and steadfast resolve of the United States and its allies to prevent, disrupt, and deter such unacceptable conduct.
The 7 Russian operatives were charged with computer hacking, wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and money laundering. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov of Russia said the U.S. is taking a dangerous path.